Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Drake May has arrived. And the next great quarterback in the NFL? Do you know who it is? I'll tell you. It's gonna be May. Jonathan Gannon and Drew Petzing have got to go. I'd like to know if, like, they practice. Like, do the Cardinals practice? Is Kyler Murray playing Ghost of Yotai for PlayStation 5? Or is he, like, studying film? If you had Arizona in Survivor, I'm sorry.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry phenomenal football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app. On SiriusXM, on YouTube at youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network, and we are heard on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we will bring you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, the latest on Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, as he feels like he might play tomorrow in Red River against Texas. Femi and I will discuss the latest injury update on Oklahoma's quarterback, one of the favorites to win the Heisman Trophy, and how we are going to be betting Red River tomorrow with Texas and Oklahoma. Also on today's show, the crew on You Better You Bet, competing for a very prestigious title and for a life-changing amount of money. They are trying to win Nick Kostos' money. A cool $20 that they must use on a bet at BetMGM. Last week, it was our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who won the $20. Bill has been pathetic this week in his role as executive producer. What I can tell everyone is Bill will not win Nick Kostos' money this week. Tyler Morales might win. Addy Bates is in contention. Jay Kassan had a very strong Thursday, vaulting himself back into the race. And don't discount downtown Mike Brown or Sean, smile on his mouth, hand on his haw, all going to win life-changing money from Nick Kostos' wallet, a cool $20. We will find out who wins later in the show, and perhaps we will have a tribunal where members of the crew will make their case to win the money. And more importantly, make the case against others. Three tremendous guests will join us on the show today. Robert Flores from MLB Network will make his You Better You Bet debut. He will join us next hour on the show, talking all things Major League Baseball playoffs. The great Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, Jay's Best Bets for Week 6 in the National Football League. And Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus. Colin's college football play is coming up for this weekend, all next hour here on the show. And in the power hour, the final hour, we will roll through the entire weekend in football, college, and the NFL. The latest injury updates, courtesy of Tyler Morales. No pressure, Tyler. Give you the bets that we're making now and the bets that we're looking to make as we head into the weekend. Plus, Major League Baseball, plus WNBA, as the Aces look to close it out tonight against the Mercury and cash the series bet that Femi gave out last week and I tailed. So hopefully the Aces get it done tonight. Social question today on YouTube and Twitch. What is your best NFL bet for this weekend? Side, total, or a prop? Your favorite bet for Week 6 NFL Sunday? Type it in the chats on YouTube and Twitch. Mike Brown will put them on the screen. Bill Zimmerman will read the best answers later in the show. YouTube and Twitch, type it in the chats. Your best bet coming up for Week 6 NFL Sunday. But we officially begin. Phenomenal Football Friday. You know, out of all the phenomenal football Fridays in the history of You Better You Bet, and we've been on the air for 6 years now, 7 football seasons, there have been numerous phenomenal football Fridays. Perhaps none more phenomenal than this one. Because where we start is an improbable Thursday night football result where somehow, some way, my New York football Giants kicked the Eagles' ass in front of a national audience, 34-17. I find myself quoting the late, great Freddie Mercury. Is this the real life or is this fantasy? Did this really happen? It's like a fever dream. Like, that, the Giants didn't just cover. We bet Giants plus 7.5. I thought the Giants could keep the game close. I didn't think they were going to win. And not only did they win, they won emphatically. They won in dominating fashion. And you can make excuses for the Eagles, and we'll talk about the Eagles coming up in a little bit. Jalen Carter doesn't play in the game. He's really important. Quinyon Mitchell, their best corner, exits during the game, doesn't return. That's bad for the Eagles, obviously. Like, Landon Dickerson doesn't play for the Eagles. This was not a full-strength Eagles team. They're missing really important players on both sides of the ball. But even with that said, like, let's be clear about this. This wasn't the Giants skating by because of Eagles injuries. The Giants kicked the crap out of the Eagles in this game. This was domination on both lines of scrimmage from the Giants. Defensive line to Eagles offensive line, that was the crux of the handicap yesterday on the show that I told you with Toth filling in for Landon Dickerson, not going to go great. Tyler Steen hasn't been great since Mekhi Becton signed with the Chargers. I thought that's how the game would be decided. It was one of the reasons and one of the things that decided the game. How about the Giants' offensive line? It was very good in this game as well. The Eagles, and maybe it's more about Philadelphia, we'll see. Eagles could not get a ton of pressure on Jackson Dart. No juice off the edge. Just a stunning performance from both teams last night on Thursday Night Football. How about Jackson Dart? 17 of 25, 195 through the air, and a passing touchdown. 13 carries, 58 yards, and a rushing touchdown. How about Cam Scadaboo? The Dallas Cowboys might be America's team. I feel confident in saying, though, Cam Scadaboo, America's running back. 19 carries, 98, soul-stealing, clavicle-breaking yards, and 3 touchdowns. We'll get to some betting stuff in a second and more analysis of the game, but I feel compelled to ask this question. Because even when, in my lifetime, the Giants have been really good, and, you know, like, 1990 is the first year that I watched football, and the Giants won the Super Bowl that year. You know, I didn't really get to see much of the, like, Lawrence Taylor in his prime in the 80s, when the Giants were undeniably cool with LT as the best player on the team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are the New York Giants the coolest team in the NFL? I'm being serious. Is there a team right now that is cooler than the New York Football Giants? Because even when they were winning two Super Bowls with Eli Manning, no one would look at that team coached by Tom Coughlin, quarterback by Eli Manning, and say, you know what? That team, they're cool. That team, dripping with swag. And you know the defense tried to make it happen with Jim Jones. We fly high, no lie, you know this. Ballin'! But when Eli Manning's the face of the team, and look, they won two Super Bowls, I'm really happy it happened, obviously. You're not that cool. This Giants team is undeniably cool. This Giants team is an absolute ton of fun. Even Brian Daboll, whom I have absolutely crushed on this show over the years, even Brian Daboll is kind of cool. Even Brian Daboll is a little swaggy right now. Now that his handpicked quarterback, Jackson Dart, looks really good and is 2-1 as the starter, and if not for five consecutive turnovers on five consecutive possessions against the Saints, maybe would be 3-0. And the scene with Jackson Dart in the second half going into the blue medical tent. This is like something out of like a Judd Apatow comedy. Like, this was absolutely ridiculous. And yes, there's like a serious implication here that the Giants shouldn't rush him back onto the field if indeed he's concussed. Look, yes, there's something to be said for that. Also, can we just like stop the pearl clutching for a second and just acknowledge that the whole thing was pretty funny and that Dart was not put in harm's way? And it's pretty funny, right? And if you were Brian Daboll, and you know that your ass is on the line, and Dart goes into the medical tent, the biggest mistake the Giants made was not having Jameis Winston be the two. Because the moment Russell Wilson jogs out onto the field, he's like a Dementor from Harry Potter. All the happiness is sucked out of MetLife Stadium. Forget about MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, New York, and the tri-state area. When Russell Wilson goes out onto the field, and immediately Russ throws a ball. We don't know if it's his fault. Spikes it off the ground like a lawn dart. We don't know if the receiver ran the wrong route. All we know is get Jackson Dart back out there. We can't do this with Russell Wilson. And that blue medical tent was like the equivalent of a clown car. I mean, how many people were in that blue medical tent? It's like a joke. How many people can you fit in a blue medical tent? Answer, Jackson Dart, Giants team doctor, independent neurologist, Cam Scadabo, Brian Daboll. I'm pretty sure Lane Kiffin was in there checking in on his old college quarterback. I think Eli Manning might have been in there. Ole Miss Giants relation. Maybe Odell Beckham Jr. was in there. Shout out to his former team, his first team. And maybe the guy that just suspended him for six games for PEDs, maybe he was in there as well. And you know who else was in that medical tent? Jason Kelce. Because he's everywhere, including the blue medical tent. Oh, yeah. Everyone's in that blue medical tent. But thank God Jackson Dart left the blue medical tent and got back into the game, because the New York Football Giants were able to complete an improbable, dominant upset win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I'll say this about Jackson Dart, and I'll say this about Brian Daboll, and I'm happy about everything that happened. Jackson Dart, this is not a prediction. What I'm about to say, this is a spoiler. Jackson Dart is going to get hurt if he keeps running like this with reckless abandon and refusing to slide and jumping for first downs, which is awesome. And like, as a fan, you love that. But also, like, you can't keep, he's not like Cam Newton physically. He can't keep, he's not Jaden Daniels physically. He's not slight like Jaden Daniels is, but he's not Cam Newton. He can't keep taking hits like this. And like the insanity of Brian, and I'll credit Brian Daboll in a second, I mean that. Like, Dart goes into the blue medical tent for a concussion check. He comes out and immediately Daboll runs him on two straight plays. What are we doing here? Like, what is that? Like, I know we got to save, Daboll's trying to save his job. Like, you're trying to get this young man killed? Like, come on. Like, they gotta slow that down a little bit here. Like, he's going to get hurt. 13 carries, 58 yards, sacked a couple times. Like, there's no way he's going to be able to keep sustaining hits like this over the balance of the season. For Brian Daboll, that aside, I have been saying since Daboll's second year, and the first year, Coach of the Year, great result for us here on the show. Shout out to Ken Barkley. Playoff appearance, playoff win at the Vikings in the wild card round. Wiped off the face of the earth by the Eagles in the divisional round, but listen, they won a playoff game. It was pretty exciting, right? It was pretty great. That's the best win for the Giants since last night. Basically, since then, I've come on the show and said, I don't think Brian Daboll's cut out for this job. Him and Joe Shane should lose their jobs. And we even got the shots of Joe Shane in the owner's box last night wearing that suit looking like he's going for his first communion. I have to be honest here. Like Cam Ward says, we'll keep it a buck. If Jackson Dart's good, and I think it remains to be seen like how good he is. Like, I don't think we have the answer to that question yet. I mean, he could be really good. And like, Scadaboo's a running back. So like, yes, he's a tone setter and that's fun, but like, ultimately he doesn't really matter that much. Just like the position doesn't matter. If Jackson Dart's good, and we'll talk about the schedule on the other side for the Giants, I've got a record in mind where if the Giants can reach this mark, I actually think you have to bring them back. And I'd endorse it. Like, you can't pick the right quarterback and have it be obvious and win games and get fired. On the other side, I'll tell you what that record is, what I think they'll do to get to that record, and we'll talk about the Philadelphia Eagles' pathetic performance last night.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.